Well, as we've been saying all week here on Cambridge 105 Radio, it's World Homeless Day on Sunday. And if you cast your mind back 3 years, back to 2018, a great initiative was brought into play in Cambridge called It Takes a City. And I thought, given the pandemic and everything and all we've been through in the past 18 months, with winter coming up and with World Homeless Day on Sunday, it'd be a great chance to catch up with a couple of the organisers and people who are behind the scenes at It Takes a City. I've got Chris Jenkin on the line and Matt Nelson. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon, Neil.
Lovely to see you both today. Chris, let's start with you. For those who don't know the background to It Takes a City, just briefly bring us up to speed with how the idea came about and what it's about.
Well, the idea was that it takes more than a front door key to solve homelessness and more than one organisation to work to do that. So other cities were looking at ways which organisations, public and private and third sector, could work together to address the problems of homelessness and rough sleeping. And so in Cambridge, we organised a big homelessness summit in November 2018, which was really successful in terms of bringing people together at all levels, including plenty of people with lived experience who were giving an account of how they responded to initiatives and what their needs were likely to be. And out of that, about 100 people began to work with us in different action groups, many of which are still going strong, looking at different aspects of homelessness and trying to find new ways to solve homelessness, bringing new resources, new people, new ideas, etc., in a collaborative activity. And all we're trying to do is trying to bring people together to develop solutions around homelessness and rough sleeping. We're not trying to build some massive organisation, but to be a collaborative approach for anyone that wants to try and work together. And those action groups were intended not just to be about conversation, but moving into action and moving into sustained change. And most of them have developed an action of one sort or another. So we've launched, for example, Street Support Cambridgeshire, which Matt will talk about a bit more in a moment. We've launched a housing charity called the It Takes a City Community Land Trust, which is buying modular homes and acquiring land to put them on, to house people coming off the street or coming out of the hostel system, provide something like home for them. We have a vibrant women's group also working and looking at ways in which, in particular, vulnerable women are better supported in an environment more suited to their particular needs. And when the pandemic started March of last year, we had the connections and the capacity to do something a bit extra, which wasn't really available before in the city. And the result of everyone in was a lot of people came in. Yeah, some 300 people were offered the opportunity to come into a hotel or student accommodation that we put together with ensuite rooms. We provided all the food for everybody 7 days a week, plus daily contact, etc. And it was a major effort. I think we had a group of about 60 volunteers doing that and about a half a dozen or a dozen different organizations. Amazing number of people came together to help provide that support. And it wasn't just about keeping people safe for a time. It was about giving people the chance to rethink what they wanted to do in a comfortable environment that was under no special time pressure, but a lot of opportunities were found for people to move on into. And all credit to the City Council for developing some new housing opportunities. And about 100 and 150 people were moved on successfully out of that cohort. A number of people then disappeared back to their own country or their own area of the UK or went back to family. We haven't managed to track everybody that went back in that way, but a lot of people moved on and for the first time were sustaining accommodation away from the street. So that then made us all think differently.
Sure.
And although last winter, of course, we couldn't do the normal communal type cold weather support on church floors or on the Salvation Army floor with jimmies, etc., that wasn't possible. And when we reflected on this with the council and others back at the towards the ending of the emergency accommodation around June this year, we thought, this winter, do we want to go back to the old model? And we thought, no, I don't think we do. Even if we were allowed to, which was always possible, we don't think we do. And I'm glad to say that there's every chance that we will open a winter accommodation November through March this year in collaboration with the City Council. We can't announce all the details at the current time, but that will provide people with ensuite accommodation, with food and support and care, and an encouragement then to move away from the street and into their own accommodation during the winter or when the project finishes.
And this sounds brilliant, because when you talk about it back in the days of the pandemic, the only trouble with it was all a bit at arm's length, wasn't it? These people were safe, they were off the street and they were being fed, but you couldn't have too much contact because there was a pandemic and there was all the isolation issues. But looking forward to this winter, presumably you can get a little bit more of that one-to-one contact with people, and this is a fantastic opportunity to really spend some longer time with them and give them a taste of being off the street and really get to grips with individual people's issues.
Yeah, I remember at Master's House, which was a big project that happened from November last year that we set up, you know, we were having to sort of hand over the food at kind of, you know, to arm's length, so don't put, well, just a minute, we'll put mask on and so forth. And people sort of take the food and disappear back to their rooms to eat it. And it wasn't comfortable to do that. There were big kitchens there, but we couldn't use them for COVID reasons. The accommodation we should be using this winter will have opportunity for eating together. And that's obviously, to your point, really significant. And we're hoping to be able, working with other agencies, to have a what we might call a pastoral presence there as well, just informal engagement and contact. That when we're back to, I think I've said this before in the program, Neil, but back in the days of CCHP night shelter, the best thing that anyone would say to you, this just feels like a bit of home.
Yes, yeah,
that's what really matters. And hopefully this winter we can do even more, make even the cold weather support feel like a little bit more like a bit of home. And that, I think, helps people want to get more of that and not go back on the street.
Fantastic. Well, Matt, you deal with some of the other sides of It Takes a City as well. You've got, because there's a huge amount out of information out there for the likes of me walking down the street who maybe comes across a rough sleeper or someone who would perhaps be in need of services. 3 years on from that original website, you've got a new website up and running, I understand.
That's right, Neil. I think Chris has very, very sort of clearly outlined, you know, just the amount of work that's going on, both with other organisations you may have heard of, like Jimmy's and Winter Comfort,
sure,
but also It Takes a City. So my task behind the scenes really is to coordinate all of this and try and pull it together into a coherent whole. And yes, thanks for mentioning, we've got a lovely new website, which we launched about a month ago. I'd like to thank a company called Cambridge Creative, who answered a call on LinkedIn. We put out a call really just for some advice on how we could tidy up our previous website. They came forward and very generously built a completely new website from the ground up for us. So we're really excited about that. But what it enables us to do, Neil, is to, as I say, pull together and provide some focus. Chris has mentioned our action groups, which is essentially how we work. We convene, we coordinate and we collaborate. And hopefully out of that will come lasting long-term solutions. So really, I wanted to talk to your viewers today. If they went to have a look at our website, which is ittakesacity.org.uk, and in particular, if they look at our How We Help section, that details each of our action groups. So Chris has mentioned the Women's Homelessness Action Group, but I really wanted to focus on, picking up from what Chris said, our new Community Action Group, which are bringing together a whole number of individuals and organisations provide all kinds of small pieces of care and help, which as a whole, we're trying to develop a kind of an ongoing and wraparound package of support for those that, as Chris said, are perhaps now moving from a position of rough sleeping and street homelessness to being able to start their housing journey. So, as I say, we're already working on some services that we can provide 365 days a year. But what I would say to any listeners today, if you are an individual or a group that are either currently offering support to homeless people or would like to join our community action group meetings to see what that, how they can help, go to our website, have a look at the community action group section, and that will give you the details of how you can contact us. The meetings take place every 6 weeks and they're virtually. We do them via Teams. simply because we're all spread out geographically. So sure. that helps us all to do that. So, yeah, please go and have a look there in the first instance, Neil.
Fantastic. Now, you also mentioned, in fact, Chris mentioned Street Aid. There's the three streets. And for the likes of me, the average casual listener, there's the three streets. Just quickly, it was a bit short on time. Run me through those.
Very quickly, Neil. Three streets. If you see somebody or you suspect that somebody is sleeping rough and is homeless and you're concerned about them, we'd ask you to go to streetlink.org.uk. Very simple process. It just asks you some questions about the location of the person you're concerned about, their appearance, any other information. That then gets fired off in Cambridge, for example, to our street outreach team or to somebody else who can then go and actually make face-to-face contact with that person. So don't just leave them there on the streets. Use StreetLink. If you want to get help for a homeless person, whether that's helping them with accommodation, whether that's finding out about any medical support, housing advice, whatever that might be, or if you want to give help, you want to volunteer or donate in some way, we would suggest you go to streetsupport.net/Cambridgeshire, and that will give you all the information that you need. And just lastly, we know a lot of people can be reticent or uncertain about whether to give cash to somebody who's rough sleeping. And we tend to advise not to do that. But if you want to give money, we suggest you use Cambridge Street Aid. The easiest way to do that, you'll see around the city, dotted around the city in Lion Yard, outside the Sainsbury's and various other places, you'll see those bright yellow contactless donation points. Starts at £3. We'd like you to donate more if you could. And just to reassure you, 100%, every single penny you donate to Cambridge Street Aid will go to help change the lives of a homeless person. So they're the three streets, Neil.
Fantastic. All right, well, here we are. We've got World Homeless Day. There'll be a day, hopefully, when we don't have to mark it, but that's a long way off still, I think. But at least we know that in Cambridge, over the past 3 years, we've had It Takes a City working on some clever and different initiatives. We'll pick up on the winter stuff, the plans that when you've got those more firmed up, Matt and Chris. But for now, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Thanks for your time, Neil. Thank you.